Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Sorry for being a little bit late getting started here. Just wanted to cover a couple of things that are happening here as we wrap up before we adjourn for the year. But as you know, Congress has several items that we need to complete. One is to pass a funding bill that will get us through the remainder of fiscal year 2015, and that would be September 30th of next year. We need to pass a National Defense Authorization Act, which authorizes all the military programs and national security items that we need to do on an annual basis. And we also need to reach agreement on a tax extenders package. There's a whole series of tax provisions that have expired that need to be extended, or there'll be a lot of folks who will see higher tax bills this next year. So those are really kind of the three must-pass things that we have to do before the end of the year. And I've been working very closely with my colleagues in the House and the Senate to secure a number of provisions that are important to South Dakota, and I wanted to highlight just a couple of those for you. One's a provision that's included in the Defense Authorization Bill that's very important to many of the school districts across the state, and that's a provision I worked on with the rest of our South Dakota delegation to expedite payments to school districts in federally impacted areas. Impact Aid school districts receive compensation from the federal government for taxes that are lost on account of federal land within their school districts, and that could apply to military bases, Indian lands, Indian reservations, federal grasslands. In recent years, districts have experienced a delay in receiving timely payments, which puts additional financial burdens on already very cash-strapped school districts. So this provision in the Defense Authorization Bill will extend a simplified payment calculation process for 2 years for these impacted schools, which will result in timelier federal payments, and it's something we've worked with the school districts on a lot in the past few years. I wish that Congress would move on a bill that I've introduced that would make these simplified formulas permanent, but this provision at least is an important win for school districts that rely on impact aid to ensure that they don't have to go back to the old subjective and inefficient formula for payment on federal lands. There have also a couple of other provisions that I've been working to get into the final spending bill. One has to deal with preventing the Obama Environmental Protection Agency from regulating lead in ammunition and fishing tackle for this next year. This is a win for sportsmen and women in our state. If the EPA bans lead in hunting ammunition and fishing tackle, it obviously would dramatically increase the cost, pricing many hunting and fishing enthusiasts out of the market. These items will continue to be regulated by the agencies that currently control both ammunition and tackle, as opposed to the EPA, which again was trying to get its tentacles into this area as well. And finally, I want to mention the funding package also includes a provision that would prevent the Fish and Wildlife Service from listing the sage grouse on the endangered species list for the fiscal year 2015. And that's something that impacts ranching, energy development, other land uses in parts of western South Dakota. And so getting that provision in there was an important win for West River ranchers in our state. Just very briefly, as we look at the next Congress, Senate Republicans have been meeting with the newly elected members to discuss what a Republican majority in the Senate will accomplish. And I, along with my Republican colleagues here, am eager to get Washington working again for the American people. We will be focused very much on passing what we think are common sense jobs bills that have been stuck in the Senate for years. We'll use our oversight capabilities to protect Americans from an overreaching federal bureaucracy, try and enact tax reform to make the tax code simpler and more fair, and we'll be working to try and enact regulatory reform that does away, eliminates some of these ineffective job-killing regulations that are acting like a big wet blanket on our economy, and just to deal with what we think is an overreaching federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. And I might just add that historically, divided government is a time when the parties can work together to accomplish important business. And that's why I'm, you know, frustrated when I hear President Obama double down on using executive action to get what he wants on immigration or on other issues. That's something that I think the voters soundly rejected on Election Day, and unfortunately I don't think the president got the message. His response has been essentially, too bad, I've got the authority to go around Congress, I'm going to do it. And I just think that my way or the highway approach is exactly what Americans rejected on Election Day, and they want a different direction. So I hope that we can work. The president will engage with us. There are some bipartisan issues we ought to be working together on for the American people that deal with energy, Keystone Pipeline, issues that create jobs, that ease the rail shortage in South Dakota, enacting trade agreements that would put American commodities, South Dakota agricultural commodities, on an equal playing field in the global marketplace, and in a series of other bipartisan jobs bills that have passed the House but were stuck in the Senate. You know, we may not share the same vision, the same prescription here in the two parties in Washington, but it doesn't mean we can't find ways to work together to help our country move forward. And we really ought to be about solutions for the American people. And so I'm looking forward, as we head into this next year, to in the Senate to help do that in this next Congress, including now moving into this role as chairman of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. It's a committee that will have the opportunity to address a number of important issues to South Dakota, including rural broadband, rail service, aviation, cybersecurity, and perhaps even an overhaul of our telecommunications policy. So lots of issues out there, a lot to tackle in the new Congress, but I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and go to work, and hopefully we'll get some things done for the good of our state and for the good of our country.